Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. You know, one of these days when we come visiting at your house, we're going to bring some mighty grand news with us. We're going to say that famous Kroger Tender Ray Beef is available once more. Mind you now, that news is yet to be told. For those wonderful, fresh, and tender Kroger Tender Ray beefsteaks and roasts are still hard to get. And you know why? Well, because it's difficult to obtain the top grades of grain-fattened cattle that are used for Kroger Tender Ray beef. Yes, Kroger selects only the very top grades of grain-fattened cattle. Then it's made naturally tender in just 3 days by the famous Kroger Tender Ray method. It's always fresh, because through Kroger's own Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging or loss of savory juices. Now, there are the reasons Kroger Tender Ray beef is always fresh, always tender, always juicy. And one of these days in the near future, you'll be able to walk up to the meat counter of your Kroger store and get this beef that's so famous because no other beef so fresh can be so tender. Until that time, please remember, right up to the day when you can buy Kroger Tender Ray beef again, Kroger will always bring you the very best beef that is available on the market. And now, Hearts in Harmony. The police have been looking for Freddie Lang since his second escape from jail. But it was Penny's luck to find him accidentally, and just in time to keep him from going into Bill Carver's hospital room for a reason he would not say. Instead, Freddie promised to meet Penny. And so later, out in the country.
Hey, Gibbsy!
Over here, Freddie. On the bridge across the creek.
Gibbsy, you sure picked a lonesome spot, all right. Dark, too.
Well, it won't be as soon as the moon comes up.
Where are you?
Over here, Freddie. Right over here.
Oh, yeah, now I can see you. Couldn't see you before through the bushes.
Certainly took you a long time to get here. Didn't expect it to be dark by the time you arrived.
Well, I'm still here, ain't I? Took me a long time because I had trouble putting those Doc's clothes back in a locker that I swiped them from.
Oh, lucky you weren't caught before you got out of the hospital.
Yeah, I almost was caught, Gibbsy. In fact, I had to take a poke at a guy to get away.
Oh, Freddie, this is all so foolish. Getting deeper and deeper in trouble with everything you do.
Yeah, maybe so, maybe so. But I'm still out of jail, ain't I?
Yeah. And you're going right back to jail.
I know.
Oh, yes.
Nothing doing, Gibbsy. I'm not only staying out of jail, but I'm getting out of town.
Look, Freddie, running away won't help. They'll find you sooner or later.
Sure they will. But it's going to be later, much later.
No, Freddie. No, you've already caused enough trouble for everybody and for yourself, too, doing things the way you want to do them. Nope, for once you're going to do something I tell you to do.
Sorry, Gibbsy. This is once it's no go.
Freddie, I met you here under one condition. That we talk this out like sensible people.
Well, maybe I ain't sensible people.
Well, you're certainly acting it. Freddie, I'm ashamed of you. Thoroughly and completely ashamed.
Gibbsy, you think I tried to rob that store, huh?
No, I don't. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the way you've acted since. Freddie, you've shown absolutely no consideration for others or for yourself. Your lies, you may have had reason for them. Your lies have brought nothing but trouble.
Yeah, I know all about that, Gibbsy. I'm sure sorry I had to lie to you about how I got away from the cops the first time. But I had to lie, Gibbsy. I just had to. I was scared that somebody was coming after me. And honest, Gibbsy, I was scared something was going to happen to you unless I hung around and sort of kept an eye on you.
Oh?
Yeah, that's honest, too, Gibbsy. I'm leveling with you. That's why I didn't want to stay in that jug. I was scared that guy was going to come looking for you, and I wanted to be there when he did.
You mentioned something about this before, Freddie. Just who are you talking about?
Can't tell you, Gibbsy.
I think maybe you better.
No, I can't. You see, I know he can't get his mitts on you right now, and I'm sort of hoping that if I can get to him pretty soon, maybe then I can square things up with him and leave both of us alone.
Who is he, Freddie?
Got to keep my trap shut about him, Gibbsy. It's going to make things worse if I don't.
I think you're lying.
Now, please, Gibbsy, don't say that I'm lying, will you? Because I'm not. Honest, I'm not. I'm giving you this straight. And, well, you got to believe me.
Then tell me who the man is, Freddy. The man I should be afraid of.
You don't got to be afraid of him as long as I'm around.
Well, that's just fine, Freddy. So you're going to solve everything for yourself and for me by leaving town.
Yeah, that wouldn't be such a hot thing to do, would it?
No. No, not if you intend to be any protection for me, as you seem to think you can be.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I guess I ain't been thinking straight, figuring I ought to get out of this town, but... Look, Gibbsy, if I stay in this burg, and the cops, they're going to pick me up.
Freddy, don't you think the best thing to do is to just go back to the police and give yourself up?
No, I got to stay out of the jug until I can get to this guy and make him lay off you.
We're back to that again, are we?
Well, that's what's got me jumpy, Gibbsy. I got to get to him and straighten
Freddy,
something out.
Freddy, is this man
you're
talking about Bill Carver?
Don't matter who he is.
It's Bill Carver, isn't it?
I can't tell you.
Well, pretty obviously, it's either no one or Bill Carver. And if it is Bill Carver, you have nothing to worry about from him for at least a week.
Yeah? Why not?
Because they won't let him out of the hospital for at least a week.
You sure?
Yep.
Oh. Well, it's different.
So it is Bill Carver, isn't it?
Who said it was?
You did just now.
No, I didn't say nothing at all. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. You tricked me into it, didn't you?
Sorry, Freddy. Forgive me, will you?
Sure, skip it, Gibbsy. If I wasn't so dumb, I wouldn't have fell for it. Okay. You know who the guy is now, so will you do me a favor?
Well, it depends.
Well, you gotta do it, Gibbsy, no matter what. Don't crack to nobody that you know about Bill Carver. Least of all the Carver. You think I told you on purpose, and then there'd be real trouble for sure.
All right, Freddy, I won't say anything about it. Providing you do something for me.
I gotta go back to the cops, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's the only way either one of us will ever get anything straightened out.
Okay, Gibbsy. I think you're nuts, but... Well, that's the way you want it. Okay. Just let me do one thing first, though, huh?
What?
Let me go back to your house and get cleaned up and have some of that swell grub you dish out.
Freddy, don't you think it's a little dangerous to go near my house?
No, I don't, Gibbsy. I ain't going to get caught there this time at all, and... Well, if I am, it won't be any worse for me than it already is.
No, I suppose not.
And if somebody finds me there, I'll say that I forced you to let me stay there.
Oh, that won't be necessary.
You mean it won't be, you hope.
Professor Rogers. Hey, Stuart.
Oh, hello there, Johnny.
Hi. Maybe I'm going your way. Can I give you a lift?
I'm going to see Miss Gibbs. Going that way?
Well, in that general direction. Come on, hop in.
Thanks.
Going to see Penny about something special?
Yeah, in a way. Yeah. It's about that fellow in the hospital.
Oh, the one they found unconscious behind the store Freddy tried to rob?
Yeah. He's conscious again.
Oh? Did he talk?
No, he wouldn't give the police anything but his name. Says he's Bill Carver.
Carver. Bill Carver. Never heard of him.
Well, neither have I. But I have a hunch there's a connection between him and Freddie Lang.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Say, have the police found Freddie yet?
No, but they will soon enough. I hope he hasn't talked anyone into hiding him again. Because the police are going to throw the book at Freddie this time. And close it on anyone harboring him, too.
Hey, Gibbsy.
Mm-hmm.
That grub ready yet?
Almost, Freddy. You finished cleaning up?
Yeah, I feel swell now. Is it okay if I play the piano while you're fixing chow?
Oh, yes, I'd like it if you would.
Thanks. Anything special you'd like to hear?
No, Freddy, just anything.
Okay, how's about this?
Thank you.
how's that, Gibbsy? Okay?
Oh, yeah, that was fine. Okay, you can come eat. Everything's ready.
Oh, that's swell.
Hope you don't mind eating out here in the kitchen. Get things ready faster out here.
Nah, Gibbsy. With me, it don't matter where I eat. It's what I eat. And I... Somebody at the front door.
It's all right, Freddy. Just sit here quietly and eat. I won't let anyone back here.
Okay, Gibbsy, and just see that you don't. Because I sure don't want to get arrested in the middle of a meal.
In just a minute. Oh.
Hello, Miss Gibbs.
Oh, hello, Professor Rogers. Come in.
Thank you. I have some news for you, Miss Gibbs.
Oh? Do you?
Yes, they know the name of the man who was found knocked out behind the store Freddy tried to rob.
You mean the store they think Freddy tried to rob?
Well, yes. The man regained consciousness yesterday afternoon.
Yes, I know.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, yes. Suzanne told me. It seems the nurse told her.
Uh-huh.
His name's Carver, I think.
Yes, Bill Carver. And, you know, I've been thinking it's very possible that Freddy... Miss Gibbs, what's the matter? You seem terribly nervous.
Oh, no, it's nothing. I've had a busy day and I...
What was that, Miss Gibbs?
Nothing. Something in the sunroom must have fallen.
That noise came from the kitchen, Miss Gibbs.
No.
Tony's in your house again, isn't he?
No, Professor Rogers, please. You have no right to...
You have no right to get yourself in deeper trouble with the law.
Professor Rogers, please don't go in there.
It's a little late, Miss Gibbs. I am in the kitchen. And if you'll take your hands away from your face, you'll see that whoever was in here is gone.
So Freddy got out of Penny's house just in time. Or will the fact that he was in her house mean trouble for Penny just the same? And what will happen to Penny when Bill Carver is released from the hospital? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. There's a grand and glorious day coming soon. That's the day you'll be able to step up to the meat counter of your Kroger store and say, "Kroger Tenderay Beef, please," and get it. Yes, one of these days soon, fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay Beef will be available again. But while you're waiting for that day to arrive, just remember that Kroger will always supply you with the best beef that is available. And remember that your Kroger store offers you a tantalizing selection of fine meats, seafood with an ocean-fresh flavor, and real country-tasting poultry, and priced for real thrift. So for the finest in foods, go to your neighborhood Kroger store.